Golish's guys are smelling blood in the water.
Yeah, they are.
What's up, everyone? Welcome into the 100th episode of the Barnes Social Hour. If I had my air horn, I'd have it, but let's just do a round of applause. That's so good. But yeah, this is the 100th episode of the Barnes Social Hour. We're gonna get into some reminisce at the end, but we got to talk about some news on the front end. And On Three put out a post this morning. They interviewed Byron Brown, and basically I'll just read it for those that can't see on the screen on the video option here. Auburn QB Byron Brown tells, who is that guy? I can't even see that. Now that I'm saying that, my screen's doing something weird, but basically he and fellow USF transfers are ready to prove themselves and help get Auburn back to winning. And this is a quote from him. We plan to show that we belong and on this level and that we can compete with anybody, no matter what conference it is, the AAC or the SEC. And basically, they're just ready. I've been saying it all year. Graham's been saying, well, not all year, all off season. Graham's been saying it all off season. These guys are ready to prove themselves. It's the type of people that we want at Auburn, the type of people that Auburn needs to find. And they're just reaffirming that with this article, and Byron Brown is doubling down on that. So, Graham, like, what are your thoughts on that?
I love it. I mean, I think these guys are just sick and tired of having to defend themselves, you know, about having like, hey, do these guys really belong here in the SEC? You know, they're in the AAC for a reason. So I think they're just sick and tired of that. And I think they're like, hey, like, let's get out on the field. Let's get to September and let's let our pads do the talking and let our gameplay in between the white lines do the talking. And I'm sure they're all very excited, you know, to get out there and show that and do that. And especially Byron, you know, he's got a lot of praise, but he's also got a lot of questions, you know, about, is he going to be good enough to be able to compete at this level? And I think he's just ready to get out there and show that, hey, I'm meant to be here, and I'm going to show you why I'm meant to be here.
Yeah. And to like people, you know, that the spring practice we went to was the infamous, hitch. When the video was put out about the hitch in his throw, and people were, you know, doubting that. And then the what made me laugh was that literally the next morning at practice, the media team, you know, took that by the, you know, the reins, if you will, and posted a slow-mo video of him throwing, and it was like on the money. I can't remember who he was throwing to and who caught it in that video. Yeah. But I'm confident that not only Byron Brown, but those receivers, the chemistry that they have coming from USF with Golish at the helm, I really do think that this team is set up for success. I really do. I know we have said that over and over and over, but I agree with Byron. I think they can compete with anybody outside of the SEC. In the SEC, you know, they went to the Swamp and beat Florida and proved themselves there. And they're still having to prove themselves now. And it's because, you know, they were at a, you know, a conference that's weaker than the SEC or the Big Ten or, you know, the big ones, if you will, the Power Fours.
They're G5 compared to a P4.
Yeah. And that's a fair, you know, argument to have. But
yeah,
you have those diamonds in the rough that at these smaller schools that end up once they transfer to big schools like Auburn, like Alabama, like Georgia, like LSU, like Ole Miss, you name it. The Texases, the Ohio States of the world, they can consistently show that they have the talent to hang with some of these people that are already in the SEC. And I think that's exactly what we're going to get in the fall. I really do. So I want to ask you too, like who do you think out of, and besides Byron Brown, because I know me and you are both high on Byron Brown, out of all the USF guys that Golish, you know, got to transfer to Auburn, who are you most excited about?
Besides Byron Brown?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go with my boy Jeremiah Coger here. I think he's going to – I mean, he was a true freshman last year, and he did some pretty great stuff at USF. I think he's going to have a breakout year. You know, I think obviously Keyshawn Singleton is – I think it's going to be wide receiver one. Mm-hmm. But I think having that will allow Coger the opportunity to maybe get open a little bit more. Because teams might be focused a little more on Singleton. So I think I think he's going to take a pretty big jump from, you know, this being in the AAC to the SEC. I mean, just coaching wise. And so I expect him to have a really good year, and I'm very excited to watch him. I think he's probably one of my favorite players on the team right now.
Yeah, no, I know you like him a lot. I'm big on Singleton. I really am. I think he's a great. Honestly, I don't know if we. It'll be one of those things where it'll be a time will tell situation. But I feel like Byram likes to spread the love to both Singleton and Jeremiah. You know what I mean? That's my opinion. But I don't think we have a true number one yet. That's my opinion. I know people are going to be like, "Hey, you know what are you talking about?" I really think that both of them are going to be a threat on that field, but we will see. We'll see. I don't know how, you know, what's going to be the go-to, like who it, I guess it depends on, you know, who performs the best in spring. And, you know, that's going to be the, you know, determined number one option. But I really do think both of them have the capability of being the number one option. If, you know, whoever you want the ball to go in the hands of, you know, when the, you know, their number's called. So I really do think that we got a bunch of dogs on this team. I really do.
Yeah. I mean, I just pulled up their stats. I mean, Keyshawn Singleton had 877 yards receiving last year. He is a year above Koger. He might be 2 years older. But Koger had 600 yards last year. So they're not that far apart, you know, in production-wise. Both had 8 touchdowns. Both are averaging around 15 to 17 yards per catch. Singleton did have 12 more reception, but like, again, that's not crazy. So like, it's, you're right. I mean, I could see both guys making a massive impact early on in the year.
Yeah. And, you know, obviously now that we've set our favorites, we can talk about our ultimate favorite that both of us are high on, Byram Brown. When you have a guy that can not only throw, and reminder for those that, you know, have been living under a rock, he's thrown for 3,000 passing yards and 1,000 and ran for 1,000 last year. So the fact that he can do that, and I know the competition is different. I can hear the comments now. What are you talking about? This is going to be different than the SEC is going to be different than the AAC. Well, this article, if anything, I know it's not, you know, games being played on the field, but they're ready to go, man. Byram Brown, especially, he's ready to hit somebody. He is ready to prove everyone wrong that there is nothing wrong with that hitch. In fact, that hitch can throw for potentially 3,000 more yards than he did. You know what I mean? The sky is the limit for this dude. I really do think that it is just the whole team as a whole, I think I'm excited about, but just the USF guys, they're ready to prove every single doubter wrong. And that's what we need. That's the same energy that Golish is bringing too. When you look at the captain of the ship, it is Golish coming from a conference that is weaker. But if you saw today, if anyone's been watching the media days in Destin, there's a clip of him, and we'll talk about it in another show. But long story short, he was asked, like, what's your opinion of the, you know, the playoff potentially expanding 24 teams? And he was like, guys, I don't really care. I'm trying to get this team to the point where we can be in the conversation of being in the playoff, period. And that's what you need. You need people that are in the now, not, hey, here's what I'm worth now, or here's what I think I'll be worth, you know, and they're already looking ahead to, you know, the end of the year, looking, you know, ahead to, well, what's, you know, what's this paycheck going to look like? What's this going to look like? You know, who's going to be, you know, calling my name for another job elsewhere? That you don't have that at Auburn right now, which is something that is so refreshing to see, because they're here for the now. They're here for the production, the buildup. And I'm really hoping that this will transition into football, like the regular season, have the same fire, the same energy, the same electricity, the same chemistry that they've had all off season long, and it'll translate into some wins to where, like Golish is saying, we will be able to be in the conversation for the playoff before we talk anything about an expansion. So I love that answer today too. So again, it's just, we got some dogs, man, starting with our coach down to quarterback to receivers, you name it. He's bringing in the best of the best. And I'm excited. I really am.
Yeah. We'll, you know, it's gonna make you a dog.
What's that? Yeah, that's right. AUShirts.com. Get all your gear from all the shows at the barn. You see your options on your screen. We have other styles as well. We add new styles weekly. We're working on a social hour shirt. we will have that those details to you hopefully soon. Like we said, we're still waiting on the design to get approved, but we're really excited for y'all to see that and hopefully get that ready to go before we get in the meat potatoes of the summer, because it's going to be perfect for the summer. I'll just tell you that. But again, that is AUShirts.com to get all your gear from all the shows at the barn. And if you buy a shirt from AUShirts.com, be sure to tag us on social media. That way we can share, you know, whatever you got, mug, hat, hoodie, shirt on the show. We'd love to shout you out. We love interacting with you guys in the chat, in the live chat, and, you know, anywhere else on social media. So again, that is AUShirts.com to get all your gear from all the shows at the barn.
You also go to buyauburn.com. Big huge say you are in do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you're an Auburn fan and you're looking to support other Auburn run and owned businesses, then go to buyauburn.com. It's a great way to get plugged in, great way to support each other. And if you're an Auburn fan and you have your own company or business, buyauburn.com is a great way to get your name out there to all the Auburn fans so that they can come support you whenever and whenever, wherever they can. Like I said, if you're going to Atlanta for the Baylor-Auburn game, then go to buyauburn.com and see if there's anything in the area that you can go support while you're there, whether it's a bar, restaurant, stores, anything like that. Buyauburn.com is a great place to look to find that stuff. So go to buyauburn.com today to sign up or search the index.
Yes, please go check that out. Again, it's really cool to see people continue to add their businesses to the massive and continuous growing index of buyauburn.com. So again, that is buyauburn.com. But like I said at the top of the show, it's the 100th episode of the Barn Social Hour. And we want to not only reminisce, and we'll get to the, you know, the more chicken tender parts of you know, the 100th episode celebration at the very end, but we kind of wanted to like talk about our favorite moments since we've been kind of involved with the barn, because Lord knows there's been many of them, especially on the barn cast, some involving me positively and some negatively, like misclicks,
the infamous misclick,
I don't think you were there for that. I can't remember what game it was that we were barncasting, but we got to talking about Belichick and his girlfriend.
I did miss that one.
But you know what clip I'm talking about, though, and everyone that watched that knows what I was talking about, and it was really good.
I've got a good clip right here.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I definitely just saw lightning.
Someone's got a clip that was great.
Someone
just
screenshot all of our.
Back when both of our setups looked wildly different.
I know. Yeah, I was still recording in front of my bed before I moved my setup to a more light friendly spot compared to, and honestly, a very roomy spot compared to where it was, because the way that my bed was, my desk and my chair were so close to my bed that whenever I would have my chair like up against the bed, I try to lean back. I'm like, why is my chair not going back? And I'm realizing like, oh, because I have no more room to go back. So I've made that change and it worked out better. And, you know, it's cool to see, like, if you go back and watch, you know, older Barncast and, you know, older, you know, just videos of, you know, this show in general, and you see how our setups have changed over time and the things that have been added in the background or the occasional, you know, live stream from the Bubba Cold War bunker that I will be at. I can gladly confirm, because I know one Auburnator is amped every time I'm in this Cold War bunker. I will be happy to report that I will be in here one more time, maybe two more times, before the week is up. So you'll get to enjoy that. But
shout out to Auburnator. Yes. Made us a intro video that we couldn't use due to copyright, but it was an awesome Star Wars intro.
Yes.
You loved it so much.
So we've good.
Both seen it. It was
so
awesome.
So good. I wish we could show that, but the House of Mouse would absolutely, we'd be walking House to, dude, we'd be walking to our cars and like Goofy and Mickey Mouse, they would just be like, oh, and just get it, catch a tart to the throat. You know what I mean? Like, it would not be great at all.
Just for that.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. They're going to hit me with a copyright strike for the Goofy laugh, the copyright ninjas, but yeah, I mean, you had the misclick, you had the, you know, the Belichick joke, you had my favorite was when we were trying to sync up for basketball games. Mm-hmm. And me, it would either be you and Kyle would be synced up, me and Kyle would be synced up, me and you would be synced up, But every time it never failed. If there was a big shot, Kyle would go bang. I would go, let's go. And then you'd be like, silent, 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 bang every time. It's so good. And then you have the, to me, my favorite like moments were whenever Zach would tell the chat to get on Daryl about something before the halftime update. Those were always my favorites too, because the chat would just, y'all go all in whenever Zach is like, hey chat, make sure to congratulate Dat because Arizona won tonight. And he would just, you could tell he was like, what in the world?
There was a time where I can't remember what game it was. It was basketball. Mm-hmm. But and there's a couple more basketball ones I want to talk about. But Brad Law joined, so we were obviously away, and I don't remember what game it was. But there was something that happened that was so unbelievably funny.
Was it one of the AI things?
That's another thing in itself. Like all the AI creations y'all have made.
Oh my gosh, the NATO to the scumbag ones. The Will Wade one
that got me.
Were you in the one the other night for baseball when someone sent one about, oh, dude, they were talking about it was an edit of Will Wade talking about how he's more of a scumbag than Nate Oates and stuff like that. Like it's just, and there it's so, the likeness is like one to one. It's that good. Mm-hmm. Whoever, I can't remember who sends those in. It might be the same person or it might be, you know, a group of different people, but it's still so funny and it's made such good memories. And
you know, Toledo game stream, that one was good.
Oh my gosh,
Toledo! The Texas A&M game where we hit the buzzer beater where it didn't count, and I went crazy for no reason.
Trey was like, he just got off. You remember that when you're like, that happened, and they confirmed that it was still on the fingertip of Keyshawn Murphy. And Trey didn't even say a word.
One atom was touching the fingertip of the ball.
One atom. But his face when they were like, you could hear him like the audio from his TV, and they said it's confirmed a no basket. He just cut the feed off. He was like, I'm done. And
then there was another one. Well, what was it? Oh, the Georgia game where we ended the stream early in the game.
My gosh.
Obviously, we ended up losing that game, but we went to overtime. We're like, hurry, get back. We got started again.
Yeah, that was because we were like, we called it because, like, yeah, this is over, guys. You know, we'll see you next time. You
we were down like always. 6 points with like 5 seconds to go, it felt like.
And then I sat down and with some leftovers, like post game, I'm thinking, like, I'll just watch post game, you know, just relax and might stream later tonight. Who knows? And then I turn on my TV to freaking Overton fading away like Kobe Bryant in the fourth and hitting a buzzer beater. I was like, what the crap?
Yeah, I had like just gone downstairs, like, because I was talking to my parents, and then I was like, oh, like we could miss this and send this to overtime. And so I run back upstairs and I watched Kevin Everton hit that fadeaway. And I was like, oh my gosh, like we just ended the live. We need to go back live again.
I remember texting Kyle, I said, dude, what in the world? It never fails. Oh man. But yeah, we've had some good moments, and we're thankful for everybody that has not only supported us, but has hyped us up whenever this was announced, people on social media. And, you know, we try to make every show great. I know that, you know, some of them, you know, it depends on, you know, what topic it is. And, you know, it's one of those things, like right now it's the off season, but y'all still have fun. And that's kind of that's the goal. At the end of the day, as long as you're having fun and we're making you laugh, that's at least that's my goal with this is, you know, if you're having a bad day and, you know, something's going on, this is the show to, you know, tune into at night. And, oh, yeah, I forgot about that, too. Yeah, so those that can't see the screen right now, this is Graham on the ESPN broadcast was that one of the NIT games? Whenever he got on camera, when you got on camera behind the...
I think it was maybe early on. I saw a video of it. Hold on, ready?
In this series to Auburn on the bubble right now, they're down one. Your takeaway?
It was an NIT game. It was.
That's hilarious. Oh my gosh. But yeah, this has been really fun, and we couldn't thank you guys enough for being a part of this. And, you know, y'all are the reason why this is even carried over 100 episodes. So, you know, here's to 100 more, and hopefully more than that down the road. And we're ready for football season. I know you guys are as well. So please continue to like, subscribe, share this wherever you know you get your podcast, and also subscribe to The Barn as well, and check out other shows like you're listening to now, The Barn Social Hour, like the Top Button Podcast, Village Vice, The Basketball Show, The Baseball Show, Landing on the Plains with Channel Wooten, which has a new episode out right now. Go check that out after this is over if you haven't seen it already. It's really, really good. But we couldn't thank you guys enough. This has been an absolute dream getting to cover a team that I've grown up supporting my whole life pretty much. And it's really cool to see this community grow as we've grown through this since January. So it's crazy that's even 100 episodes. That's what someone was telling me the other day when someone was like, what you got on the agenda today? I said, well, I got to help Dad with stuff. And then we got to record the 100th episode of The Social Hour. My buddy was like, 100 episodes already? I was like, dude, it flies by when you do one every day starting in January. Mm-hmm. Literally, we started the first week of January. So time flies. I mean, we were like right at the tail end of the regular season of basketball when we started doing this, I'm pretty sure, right before tournament play. Or no, it was, no, I guess, it was more it was in between.
Right, it was right at the beginning of
SEC play. Yeah, conference play.
After the non-con, right in the beginning of SEC and then, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a lot of fun. It's been really fun getting to do this with you, and we can't wait. And we're shout out to those that have been supporting us even before this. We've had our little cult following of fans like the Albinator and Dap fan, who I've gamed with before. So we appreciate you guys especially, and those that have supported us from day one. It is the love is felt, that is for sure. But I don't have anything else. Graham, you got anything?
That's it.
Cool. Well, again, please like, subscribe, turn on notifications so you don't miss anything from your number one source for anything and everything Auburn sports. And with that being said, that has been the 100th episode of the Barn Social Hour. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. And as always, War Damn, we will see you next time.
See ya.